Before we get started with today's Hustlers Healthy Hacks episode, we want you all to know that the topics, opinions, and views we discuss in this episode are from our own personal experiences and shared with you for entertainment purposes only. If you are wanting medical advice about your health, lifestyle choices, or mental well-being, please seek this from a qualified medical practitioner first. This episode of The Healthy Hustlers is proudly brought to you by Neon, the go-to marketplace for models, social media influencers, and celebrities to connect with brands. Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome back to this week's episode of Hustlers Healthy Hacks. I'm Madeline, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my good friend, model and presenter, Tegan Martin. Teags, welcome back.
Hey, guys. How are we all?
So this is our first episode with Miss Georgia Florence in tow. She's sitting here with us, so we'll see how much we get through and how long it takes us.
We're already burping.
Wish us luck.
So today's topic of the day is expectations. Are they leaving you disappointed? I know they sure are leaving me disappointed, and something that I'm learning to tackle day to day now. Mads, what about yourself?
Yeah, totally agree. And it's funny because this is something that, you know, once again, we were having a conversation about. And once I became quite aware of the expectations I was placing on myself, and I guess other people as well, I have realized that I'm catching myself more and more doing it. So I think it's really important that we chat about it today, because I'm sure, like most of our topics, we're not the only ones thinking about it.
Absolutely. How many times have you felt let down by yourself or from those around you because of an assumption that you've had, or an assumption of how a situation and how it should play out hasn't gone to plan? In today's episode, we're going to unpick some of these expectations we have placed on ourselves and on others, and then challenge you to think of certain expectations you may be placing on yourself or those around you that has ended up resulting in a negative thought pattern, anxiety, sadness, disappointment is a big one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to dissect it a little more. So let's jump into it, Mads.
Yeah, so Teagues, I thought it would be good to start here with chatting about the expectations we place on ourselves, because I know this is something we've both become extremely aware of since having that original conversation of the expectations we're placing on ourselves and what we think we need to be for other people, instead of just truly being who we are and being really comfortable and happy with that.
Yep.
Knowing that we're not always going to get it right, or, you know, we're not going to be like Jane, who can bring certain things to the table.
So creative, Mads.
Yeah, I know. Totally. That's where my brain's at right now, guys.
Baby brain is a real thing, guys. Totally. No, but this is another topic that Mads and I have organically come up with via one of our park walks. Yes. I was saying to Mads the other day that I feel this sense of, I guess, resentment towards myself for not being someone who is on top of doing thoughtful things for other people. This has played out a few times in my world recently, whereby a group of girls I know put in for a present, and I was kind of maybe not left out, but maybe I hadn't taken the initiative to go, hey, it's so-and-so's birthday, what are we doing? So I was kind of left out of the gift giving, and then felt really guilty. And that's something I've always been terrible with, is remembering kind of dates and birthdays and special days that are coming up for other people around me in my life. And it's not that I don't care and that I wouldn't, you know, drop anything on buying a gift for them. It's just that I don't think of it. And I got really angry at myself one day. I was like, Tegan, you have to be better at this. Like, you have to be that girl that sends flowers when your friend gets a new job, or you have to be that person that picks up the phone and calls, you know, your partner when something, you know, something exciting is happening. But it's just not something that comes naturally.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm not a bad person. Didn't we, when we were having this walk and we're like, we know, like, we want to be that person, but it's not a natural instinct, unfortunately. Mm. And as much as you would love it to be, I think it's about now focusing on being kinder to ourselves of the things that we can offer in the areas that we are great in and really shine, instead of, you know, letting those expectations almost really disappoint us, because we're not going to always remember the card or the flowers or whatever it is.
And so it's an unrealistic expectation to expect that we're going to be on top of everyone in our lives important days.
Totally. Absolutely agree.
They probably don't even notice, to be honest.
As well, let's be honest.
Yeah. And so can Mads tell me about sort of a different expectation that you may place on yourself?
Well, for me, a big one, and I know I've talked about it a little bit like on here and on social media as well, but it's the housework and that home life. Mm. And I feel like a lot of the time I place these expectations of myself because I do work from home, and now obviously I'm home a lot with Georgia. I place this expectation on myself that I have to have it all together, like the washing needs to be done, the house needs to be clean, when instead of just being like, hang on, I've got a newborn and at the moment I'm keeping her alive and I'm doing a pretty good job at that.
Absolutely.
And that's my sole focus. Like, who cares if the washing doesn't get done or the dishes?
But it's Is that an expectation you place on yourself, or that you feel like people around you that you've lived with have placed on you?
No, it's definitely something I place on myself. And I think it's because it's something that doesn't come naturally to me in a way.
Yeah. Like, I mean, scrubbing the toilet doesn't come naturally to me either, to be honest.
But I mean, like, I'm not one of those people that have ever enjoyed housework. My two best friends will laugh at this because they've lived with me and they'll be like, no, she does not enjoy housework at all. But I really don't. And so it actually got to a point where when Ron and I first moved in together, so we've been living together for six years now, but I remember the first year, I really wanted to be that girlfriend that just cooked and cleaned the house and had it all together.
Perfect blow dry, totally. Perfect nails.
Yeah, like I just wanted to be that girlfriend. And it's just not me. So I was setting an unrealistic expectations in my own head for myself, but also for Ryan. Like, that's not what he was going to get long term, because I wasn't that type of person. And I ended up, you know, once I really got into my career and figured out the things that I loved and who I wanted to be, I ended up just saying to him, okay, look, I'm not going to lie, me cleaning the house on a Saturday because of this expectation I've got in my own head that I've created leaves me feeling really upset and really down, and I don't enjoy cleaning. So instead, can we drop something in our life, like if it's takeaway on a Friday night or something else that we don't value as much, and put that money into getting a cleaner? And so I live in an apartment and I work from home, but yes, I've got a cleaner, and it's honestly some of the best money that I spend, and I value it so much because I do value having a clean house. I value and appreciate where we live. I'm just not the one who's going to do it because it's just not something I enjoy.
Yeah.
So instead of continuing to place that unnecessary expectation on myself, I made a decision to get a cleaner, and now I feel great.
Amazing. And you know, it sounds like a really small thing, like, oh, getting a cleaner because I place the expectation of having a clean house, or, oh, I'm so upset at myself because I didn't buy roses for my friend for her birthday. But it's the emotions that come as a result of the failed expectations that really can cripple you.
Damaging, absolutely.
So these kind of emotions of just sheer disappointment in yourself or your partner or your best friend, in creating an anxious kind of state because you're like, oh, I haven't done that. Oh my gosh, should I like message her and pretend that I didn't forget, or should I, you know, like these.
Or make an excuse when you get there, like, oh, I was going to get you this, but I was really rushed, or I've got a present coming.
Or when your partner comes home, be like, sorry, a bomb went off, that's why the house didn't, like, like I've come up with some weird, weird excuses. And now I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to be honest and say, I'm really sorry that the house isn't clean.
Totally.
I didn't have time. Okay, so let's flip this a little bit and chat about the expectations that we place on others, be that our partners, our friends, our work colleagues, our dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this can be kind of sometimes one of the bigger pieces of the puzzle. Instead of it just always being on ourselves, we place massive expectations on the people around us, and we expect so much from them. And I think for me personally, I've learned over time that, like, you're not going to get every single thing from one person.
Yeah.
So, and I know you spoke about this earlier when we were discussing this episode, was very much about, like, you can't expect your partner to give you every single element that you want in life.
Yeah.
So, you know, a great example of that is our relationship. When if we're focusing on friendships here, our relationship, to me, it's like, from you, I get those really soulful conversations. I can be incredibly vulnerable. You know, we can go really deep. But we don't have nights out together where we get drunk or dance. Or I've got other girlfriends that I do that with, and I'll go out with them and I'll have an awesome night, fun night out, but I'll never have that really deep conversation that I would with you.
Totally.
So it's almost like not having the expectation to get every single thing from one person, be that a friend, a family member, a partner, instead finding different people in your life that can fill up your cup in different ways.
You'll never fill your cup up with one person. It's just simply impossible. And I have had some real struggles with partners in the past whereby I wanted them to be the larrikin humorous guy that made me laugh all the time, because that's something I really value in life is laughter. Yeah. And at the same time, I'm really attracted to introverted guys that have no ego, that are just really sweet people. And those personality traits don't often go together. So I had this complete unrealistic expectation of what my partner should be for me. And when I had finally started having some conversations about the fact that we couldn't be everything for each other. Yeah. And it actually came to my attention firstly because he was expecting things from me.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't like running. I don't like high intensity CrossFit. Like, I know you're a fit guy and you value fitness. And I love, you know, keeping fit in my own way at my own pace. But you're never going to have that gym junkie girl in me. Mm-hmm. So once we had that conversation and we sort of set the tone that we would fulfill that need in our friends and our family and other people, the pressure just is just taken off the relationship.
100%. Because it's like you can't, no one's going to be exactly the same as you. And it's like, why put all your eggs in one basket anyway and expect so much from one person? Because it's almost like going back to that happiness hacks where we spoke about, you know, finding happiness in yourself. It's like you need other people to fill up your cup. You can't just continue to draw so much from one person because you're not going to appreciate them in the end.
Absolutely. I hate to tell you girls and guys, but there's just not a person out there for you that will dance the night away with you drinking cocktails, have soulful chats with you under the stars, you know, drink celery juice with you on a Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, have a family with you, be a dog person with you, make you laugh, like watch The Notebook. Like, it's just not a real thing.
Unfortunately. If you find them though, let us know. Yeah. You can send us a direct message.
Give me a call and tell me if they have any brothers. No, I'm joking.
No, but I couldn't agree more. And I just think it's such an important topic to raise, because instead of placing these unnecessary expectations on other people of what we expect from them, instead let's just really start appreciating what they can give to us and then accept what they can't.
We'll be right back with the rest of this episode after this healthy break. Neon is the go-to marketplace for models, social media influencers, and celebrities to connect with brands. If you're wanting to take your social media to the next level, then Neon has the answers for you. Now offering bespoke social management packages for all social media platforms, they will run your social media platforms for you, creating digital and communication strategy, as well as scheduling and posting on platforms. They'll create brand-specific content each week and engage in influencer marketing campaigns and brands that align with your target market. With their fingers on the social media pulse and a team of elite models and influencers, Neon is able to create professional and unique content to be used across platforms to promote your brand in a meaningful and authentic way. As a proud sponsor of today's episode, Neon are kindly offering our fellow hustlers 20% off their social management services. All you need to do is use the code NEON20 and email an inquiry to info@neonmodelmanagement.com.
So something I actually listened to recently, which I loved and I highly recommend, was the Russell Brand podcast. I think his one's called Under My Skin or Under Your Skin. And he interviewed Brene Brown on vulnerability and power. Mm. And something that really touched me in that was a comment she made around as humans, we are all doing the best that we possibly can at that time. And the example she gave was around one of her friends making a comment around women who breastfeed and when they choose to stop breastfeeding, like how wrong that is and how, you know, as mothers, that should be our role. And she had just at that time given up breastfeeding because she was juggling so much. She had her kids and her career and all of that sort of stuff. And so it triggered her to think, hang on, I'm doing the best I possibly can right now. And unfortunately, continuing to try to breastfeed is something that I just can't do to keep giving to all the other pieces in my life that I value. And, you know, I was heavily pregnant with Georgia at that time. And so it really just struck a chord with me. And it made me think about all the different people and the different situations we're in. And we are, as humans, juggling so many different things. You know, if it's careers, relationships, family, spirituality, like we can't always keep it all together. And we shouldn't have to have that expectation to keep it all together. So sometimes you do have to let go of things.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just a really good wake-up call for me, I think, to think of all the people around me and think, I don't know their exact situation right now, but whatever it is, they are actually doing the best that they possibly can. And just because I expect something different or I would approach a situation differently, it doesn't mean that they should have to, because that's how I feel. It's not necessarily how they feel or what they value.
Love that so much. It really comes down to the fact that everyone's capabilities and circumstances are different. We don't know what someone else is going through. They don't know what we're going through as to why we may not have fulfilled their expectation of us. For me, I know often it's just that I have so many tabs opened in my head and I'm trying to achieve so many different things that it's often just a forgetful thing as to why I may not do something that I probably should have. And that's probably, you know, it's not the best excuse in the world, but it's just a case of being busy. And that's what we've kind of done to ourselves in this fast-paced society that we're living in, right? So I'd love to finish on a few things that we can potentially encourage people to do to make some changes when it comes to catching themselves out on having unrealistic expectations on themselves, but also the people in their lives. So Mads, can you tell us any more kind of examples or things that you may have to sort of start catching yourself out on and how you would do that?
So a quote I actually love, Teagues, which I think could be a really great takeout from this episode, is the one we found from Tony Robbins. And it said, "Turn your expectations into appreciation and your whole life will change." And I love this. I really do. And the reason is because when we're placing expectations on other people, it is leading to disappointment, which we've already spoken about. And, you know, a really silly example is when Ryan and I first lived together and he would do the dishes, he would leave the dishcloth in the sink really wet and it would literally drive me insane. Like it could potentially ruin a day, which is so ridiculous. So instead, I've really, you know, taught myself to flip that and be so grateful that I actually have a partner that's willing to work all day and still come home and do the dishes to be a team player.
Yeah.
And because it's such a stupid thing to get upset about or to place that expectation on, because he's not doing that on purpose.
And it's actually such a good example of like how different people's expectations are. Like I wouldn't even slightly think about a wet cloth being in the sink being a problem, you
and
know?
It's so funny because it's something, and when I've thought about it, it's something that's come from my childhood when my mum used to always pick us up on it when we'd do the dishes at home. She'd be like, wring out the cloth and hang it over the you know, tap. And so it's you know, something that's I guess a bit ingrained in me from my childhood. So then living with someone who hasn't done that, it's just so ridiculous even saying it out loud. But you know, it was something that would upset me instead of just being so grateful for the fact that he's being such a team player and we're in this together and not expecting me to always have to do the dishes.
A perfect example of when you have certain expectations, you may need to pick your battles, you know, like it's probably not something that you should spend 30 minutes fighting about. Like it's just not worth it. You know, there's so many little things, and I've obviously learned this over the years living with a partner or housemates.
Yep.
Everyone has their own irks. Like for me, it's when someone doesn't put a new roll of toilet paper on and I'm like, sitting on the toilet and I'm like, oh, there's no toilet paper and it's in the cupboard 3 meters away. Like, I'm just like, but like most people wouldn't even notice. They'd probably be walk in, go to the toilet. Oh, I should probably put the new toilet paper on first.
Yes. Well, that's so funny. I remember when I lived in Miami with my friend, we were studying over there and we were sharing a house. And I used to drop, when I'd put the toothpaste on my toothbrush and brush my teeth, like a bit of the toothpaste would drop onto the sink. And I would never think to, I was like, oh, it'll come off the next time someone washes or runs the water. But it used to drive her insane. And yep. She picked me up on it one day and I was like, it's so something I would never even think twice about. But yeah. It was literally driving her crazy.
And that's the thing. If it's something that's continually happening and it really aggravates you, fine. That's an expectation that you may need to take up with that person. Yes. But if it's little things, you know, that are happening all the time and you're picking out 5 different things about the house, people are going to stop taking you seriously. Like too many expectations. Mm-hmm. You set aside the ones that are unrealistic and the ones that are probably fair.
Yes.
And then figure out how you're going to move forward in that relationship, particularly with people that you live with, because they're the ones that can often irritate you the most. I want to finish with, you know, something that I have started doing, which is a good takeaway that you healthy hustlers can take into your everyday lives. And that is a mantra I've used. It's one that I've particularly had to use lately in a situation where I had an unrealistic expectation of my mum. And that is, you know, that my mum's always done a lot for me. I'm self-employed and I run a business. So while I'm, you know, out shooting and out doing interviews and talking to the media and going to events, I actually have to be doing invoicing, you know, tax, all the behind the scenes admin as well, which is really difficult because when you come home from a full day shoot, you actually don't want to be sitting there doing your tax. So I'm very fortunate to have had,
tax, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest. But especially not when you've been out on a shoot for 10 hours, you know. And I have always had a lot of help from my mum. My mum's been someone that has always been really hands-on and has wanted to do things to help my brother and I, which has been incredible. But later in life, she went from being self-employed to having a full-time job and working for someone else. And it was a big shift for my brother and I because we went from having a mum on call that we could call and say, Mom, what's my tax file number? Mom, how do I figure out my ABN problems? To not having her there at all. Mm. And well, she's still there, but she's, you know, she's kind of consumed. Totally. She's consumed by her job now. And I had to drop the expectation that she would continue to do the same amount of work that she was doing. And it was hard for me. At first I kind of found a bit of anger building up and then I was like just sad because I was sitting there with my head in this book with no idea what to do. Like so many emotions are coming up and it's such a first world problem, but it was really, really like getting to me.
Yes.
So I came up with a bit of a mantra and it was, I will no longer let expectations dictate the way that I feel. If you're using that mantra for someone else, you can say, I will no longer let other people's expectations dictate the way I feel. Mm-hmm. So when we get consumed by, oh my gosh, that person expected me to do this and I didn't do it, and then we fall into a spiral of I'm not good enough, I'm not, you know, on top of things the way that other people are, I'm not efficient, I've let that person down. Use this mantra, write it down right now. I will no longer let other people's expectations dictate the way I feel.
I think it's such a powerful one because as we keep discussing in this episode, they are usually unrealistic expectations are the things that are creating those negative emotions in our life. Mm-hmm. And instead, we just need to be really grateful and true to who we are and know that there's certain things we can offer in life and there's certain things we can't. So just be really, truly happy and comfortable with who you are as a person and know that you're not always going to be everything to everyone. And that's completely okay.
Love it. That's it for today, guys.
See you next week. Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast app. If you'd like to suggest a topic, we'd love to hear from you via Instagram at The Healthy Hustlers or via the website thehealthyhustlers.com. If you'd like to stay up to date with all things hustle, please follow at Tegan.Martin and at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram. See you all next week.